Their efforts served only one purpose, beyond betraying his thinking. They gave me a chance to insinuate our one surviving resource into the enemy fold.
Then when next we meet him, we can mock him in turn.
Perhaps, if it seems appropriate, one piece of news comes out of his effort. Dorothea Senjak is with them.
A long stillness followed. Finally, the one who spoke so seldom observed, "That alone explains why our friend would send men north secretly. How dearly he would love to own her."
The female replied, "For more reasons than the obvious, there appears to be a relationship with the company's captain. She would be a valuable resource if that relationship is strong enough to be manipulated."
"She must be killed as soon as possible."
"No, we must capture her. If he can use her, so can we. Think what she knows, what she was. She might hold the key to ridding the world of him and of closing the gateway. She may be powerless, but she has not lost her memory." The one who spoke seldom began to laugh. His laughter was as insane as that heard in Overlook. He was thinking anyone could use the memories of Dorothea Senjak. Anyone. The female recognized that laugh, understood what was happening in his mind, knew she and her companion would have to proceed very carefully. But she pretended not to see. She asked her companion, "Have you contacted the one in the swamps?"
"He wants nothing to do with us or our troubles. He is content with his fetid, humid little empire, but he will come around."
"Good. We're agreed. We advance the schedule."
Heads nodded.
"I will send the orders immediately."
Chapter 33 Taglios, Drunken Wizards.
It had not been a good day. It got no better because the sun went down. The high had been Frogface reporting Sindawe reaching Vejagedya. The low followed immediately. There was no material to fortify the town. A ditch would be it. But the ground was so sodden the walls of a ditch would keep collapsing. Oh well, if the gods were out to get us, they were out to get us. All our wriggling on the hook wouldn't change a thing. I was ready to collapse into bed when Mergen burst in. I was so tired I was seeing double. Two of him did not improve the state of the universe. "What now?" I snapped.
"Maybe big trouble. Goblin and One-Eye are down at Swan's place, drunk on their asses, and they've started in. I don't like the smell of it."
I got up, resigned to another sleepless night. It had been a long time brewing. It might get out of hand. "What are they doing?"
"Just the usual so far, but there's no fun in it this time. There's an undercurrent of viciousness. Anyway, it stinks like somebody could get hurt."
"Horses ready."
I sent word.
I grabbed up the officer's baton some gnar had tossed me as we had approached Geyasli. No special reason other than it was the nearest thing handy for thumping heads. The barracks was quiet as we passed through. The men sensed something afoot. By the time I reached the stables, Mogaba and Lady had joined the parade. Mergen explained while they cursed our Taglian stableheads into readying two more horses. That the feud had gotten out of hand was obvious from blocks away.